I don't believe that I'm guilty of the charge that I have been arrested for.
That's Representative Dane Eagle talking to reporters in his Cape Coral office. About 2 weeks ago, Eagle was arrested in Tallahassee during the legislative session on suspicion of drunk driving. According to police records, at 2 a.m. on April 21st, he pulled out of a Taco Bell, made a U-turn, nearly hit a curb, and ran a stoplight in front of cops. Police reports say the freshman lawmaker stumbled out of his SUV and smelled like alcohol when approached. Eagle refused both a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer test that night. He now has a suspended driver's license, but Eagle says he's not resigning. Instead, he's fighting the charges. He also says he will remain an effective lawmaker while he deals with the legal issues.
I think I've already proven that this incident took place 2 weeks before session ended, and in those 2 weeks, I was extremely effective in passing four bills and securing millions in the budget for Southwest Florida. My colleagues in Tallahassee have been very supportive, and I appreciate that. And I understand that I need to work to secure the trust of my constituents and will continue to work hard and prove that I can be effective.
Although he hasn't stepped down from the legislature, Eagle did resign from his job as director of development at the Lee County Building Industry Association. Already, an opponent has filed to run against Eagle this November. Former Democratic congressional candidate Jim Roach tells the news press that he will challenge Eagle as a Republican. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.